Hunter Biden's story is the American story, Hunter's art dealer announces. By Wendell Hussebo on November 6, 2021. Hunter Biden's art dealer, Georges Burgess, announced to the New York Times Friday that Hunter's artwork is a testament to the American story. The president's son, who grew up under the tutelage of a United States senator since age three, is supposedly a bastion of the American dream, or so Burgess claimed to the Times. Hunter Biden's story is the American story, Burgess declared. It's a redemptive story. Hunter's American story includes being under investigation by the FBI for money laundering, according to CNN, along with reportedly using the N-word, using his father's last name to cut deals, demanding millions of dollars to unlock Libyan assets, flying to communist China with his father, maintaining a stake in a Chinese company while his father is president, living in a mansion in Malibu, sleeping with prostitutes, and smoking Parmesan cheese. A part of the American dream, of course, is selling artwork to anonymous investors for hundreds of thousands of dollars while his stepmother reportedly displays the artwork in the White House. Burgess tried to tamp down concerns of shady wrongdoing to the Times by revealing he only is the caretaker of Hunter's art endeavors. Only he sets the prices, vets big money clients, and negotiates with buyers, he bragged. It's all on me, he claimed. Who is buying and who is not, it's solely on my shoulders. Though Hunter's American story has escaped the microscope of the media for some time, being censored by Twitter just before the 2020 presidential campaign, the Times raised significant unknown details Burgess has not disclosed. Would there be contract provisions for purchasers designed to minimize any ethical concerns? Would foreign nationals, for example, be excluded from purchasing? The Times questioned. He deflected the questions, asserting that as a private dealer he must keep those details confidential. Burgess's deflection from hiding answers to questions about the existence of ethical concerns seems to square with Burgess's own story. An investor in Burgess's gallery reportedly sued him for fraud and breach of contract in 2016, and he filed for personal bankruptcy in 1998, was arrested in California, and was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and terrorist threats. Burgess also planned to be the lead Chinese art dealer in 2015, as Hunter reportedly consummated deals with the communist Chinese and earned tens of thousands of dollars each month by serving on the board of Burisma in 2014. My plan is to be the lead guy in China, the lead collector and art dealer discovering and nurturing talent from that region, Burgess schemed. I plan to find and discover and bring to the rest of the world those I consider China's next generation of modern artists. In late October 2021, Burgess was photographed wearing a Camp David hat. As Breitbart News reported, it is still not known how Burgess would obtain such a prize without the help of the presidential family. So far, Burgess has reportedly managed to sell multiple paintings by Hunter for a total of $375,000. Meanwhile, the White House has praised Hunter for his business acumen. The president remains proud of his son, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in response to a question about ethical concerns. Hunter has also defended his art business as a pretty courageous thing to do. Is to have the courage to kinda go out there and do that. And, you know, I could just stay my studio and paint for myself. And I ultimately do that. The recovering drug addict said, trying to find his words. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo.